Hundreds of historians from around the country descended on the town of Pardubice in eastern Bohemia for a regular gathering this week. For 3 days, historians from museums, archives and universities have been discussing topics ranging from Czech history in an international context to how it should be taught in schools to its relation to other fields of science. But according to Professor Svata Varaková, director of the Academy of Sciences History Institute, there is one topic that has dominated discussion.
I would say that the priority is the opening the archives of STB, is Czechoslovak Bolshevik secret police, and especially involving of various historians, living historians in this dark history. Because there are historians, they are about 70, very ardent Bolsheviks in the 50s, in the 60s, then in the 1968 they were engaged in the whole this process of Prague Spring. Then they were expelled from the party, expelled from these institutions, and they became the dissidents. And somehow they lived like dissidents more or less actively. Recently, the opened archives reveal that some of them were confidants of STB, and it seems that this very, very bitter question is now for, and I'm not enthusiastic about it. I would like very much to discuss the world situation, 9/11 from the United States and so on and so more. But I'm afraid that the Czech historiography is, I would say, encapsulated in this past of some members and so on.
One part of the debate has also been dedicated to how contemporary history should be taught in schools. With ongoing reform in the education system, historians say too little time is allocated to history lessons. Most teachers use this situation to avoid lessons on the part of Czech history they like teaching the least, contemporary history. Professor Zdeněk Beneš.
To je velký problém, protože to, že nemám dostatek času, tudíž...
It's a big problem when teachers say they can't cover the 20th century because they don't have enough time to cover the entire curriculum. It's often an excuse. The problem of teaching contemporary history is that it requires much more work. It's easy to teach about ancient Greece and Rome because there's nothing that requires complicated discussion. It's worse when you start talking about communism and whether it was good or bad. It's a topic that we have to handle with much more responsibility, and that's far from appealing. It's also an especially sensitive issue for the older generation. That's why Czech teachers simply don't want to teach contemporary history.
Dr. Oldřich Tuma heads the Academy of Sciences Institute of Contemporary History. He believes the problem could be solved by simply reversing the order in which the curriculum is taught.
It would really make sense to start first with 20th century and then to go back, because a certain understanding of the recent history is much more important for everyday lives, for civic attitude and so on.
Many historians agree with Mr. Tuma, but they also believe that it is too early to expect change. Most of the decision makers, they say, are members of the older generation who welcome the fact that contemporary Czech history does not make it to the classrooms.